Hi. Okay, so Skitty's back with another doggy cock review. Doggy cock review number two. And I guess the deal is pretty much the same as last time. Let me look at the email. What do you want me to do? You want me to look hard and find something that appeals to me about each cock. Something that I find sexually appealing or erotic. Erotic. I was actually gonna read that word as exotic for a second, because doggy cocks are definitely exotic for me. Actually, I looked up kitty cocks the other day. They're so tiny. They're so tiny. I mean, the barbed part kind of looks scary, but they're kind of cute. They're so tiny. Cute little kitty balls. They're so fuzzy. I love them. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm getting off topic. We're talking about doggy cocks today, and doggy cocks are not tiny at all. At least the gallery that you sent me. Because I had a quick skim through the gallery and damn. Although I'm kind of sad that they don't have names this time. It was fun naming each cock. And yeah, I wish I knew the names of the dogs. All right. Let's start at the top. Doggy cock number one is kind of pretty. I'm always just so, attracted to the different vein patterns. It's kind of like art. Very shiny head, very smooth. I kind of just want to touch it. I guess it wouldn't feel much different from a human cock, right? For some reason, I think it'd feel hotter, warmer in my hand. The knot doesn't seem that scary on this one. Anyways, let's go on to cock number two. Ooh, a side profile. Oh, that is a very girthy cock. I'm impressed. Yeah, girthy cock. Very, very red tip. It almost looks like bloody red. How is that cock so red at the tip? It looks like it's been dipped in blood. Maybe he just had a virgin. That girth is hot. I mean, length is great, but a nice girthy cock is. Mwah. Yeah. This cock, I will give it points for girthiness. Cock number three, let's move on. Wow, those veins really pop out against the blue. The head is a little scary though. I mean, cock number one and cock number two kind of had this nice, smooth tip to the head. This one looks a bit rough. But oh my gosh, look at the knot compared to the rest of the cock. I would think that cock is like a fairly nice girth. Probably a comfortable girth. But I can't even imagine getting knotted by that. Ooh. Okay, moving on. Cock number. Ooh, I don't even. I've lost track of what number I'm at. I think this cock so far is the best looking cock. That gradient is beautiful. It's like a pastel. No, it's not pastel, but it's like a light blue that fades into a purple that fades into like a pinkish red. A very pretty cock. And little purpley veins all over the place. I like this one. I mean, the head is also kind of weird, but overall, I think this is my favorite cock. I can't believe I have a favorite dog cock. Okay, next photo is a side view again. Kind of looks like the cock I saw before. But the doggy coat looks different, so I think this is a different dog. Looking at this cock really, really shows the size of the knot compared to the length of the cock. Ooh, how do doggy girls, doggy bitches take a knot like that? It's just, ooh, they must be built different. I'm just gonna go on to the next one. I don't think I'm a fan of this one. There's just something about the coloring. Kind of creeps me out. I guess I was used to seeing the blue and the red cocks. Sorry, doggy. I'm gonna pass on you. This next cock is... oh my gosh, that is a... This one really... It's more flared at the end. And just kind of thick. And then... his knot looks like a rock. Man. To be pounded by that. It'd be a very powerful pounding. Oh, wow. This next picture, someone actually... there's someone sucking a doggy cock. I wonder what they taste like. I mean, all cocks probably taste salty, right? Sweat. Musk. Okay, dog cocks are definitely big, because... how many inches would that be? Quite a few, I would think. Deep-throating a doggy cock. How would you get a dog to behave in that situation? I mean, someone's probably holding the dog, right? And it's one impressive sausage. Oh. This last one... this doggy has length. I don't think he has much girth. He just has length. Or maybe it's just a photo angle. I don't have much to say about this one. Let me just look through the gallery. I think I'm gonna pick a favorite. I feel like the nicest looking cocks were at the start. Cock number one is pretty good. Cock number two is pretty good. Cock number two and three kind of look about the same. I mean, given the option, I would pick cock number two. Oh, right. Cock number four. I mean, I'm only looking at it from one angle, but color-wise, I love cock number four's color the most. Yeah, has the prettiest color cock. Shape-wise, I don't really know what kind of cock would fit me the best. I mean, we're not meant to take doggy cocks. Especially not the knot. But the idea of being knotted is pretty hot. I mean, especially after my werewolf script that I did. I would have... you know what? I pick doggy cock number two. I like the girthiness. Kind of like a third up from the tip of the cock. I think that girth would feel pretty nice. Anywho, this is me rambling about doggy cocks. Sorry if I was kind of all over the place. Yeah. This was fun. That's it for now. Bye.